Federal policy changes are making some local school boards anxious. The Trump administration has attempted to block some school funding for Illinois and other states, and a Supreme Court ruling this week allows the administration to cut the Department of Education's workforce. Christopher Easton is a new Danville District 118 school board member. At a meeting earlier this week, he asked administrators whether the changes would force them to raise local property taxes.
I fear that you're going to make an ask of us in this coming year of more than 5% to make up for all that's happening with the Department of Education on the federal level, the loss of income from the state on transportation.
The Danville superintendent says he expects the state to reimburse transportation costs at a lower rate than last year. The district's finance director says she would limit any tax increases to earn support from board members. Decatur is also being affected by federal changes. Administrators expect one-third of the district's new international teachers to arrive after the school year begins. That's because Secretary of State Marco Rubio temporarily paused new visa interviews in June. The district says it plans to hire long-term substitute teachers while the latecomers are arriving. There will be a total of 43 international teachers.